This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. No matter the year, no matter the circumstance, domestic violence is a public health crisis. It doesn't seem to change. But 2020 has been a year like no other in our lifetimes. We are living through a pandemic. It has caused stress in the economy, in our places of employment, and in our homes. Those working with survivors of domestic violence immediately prepared for a huge influx of calls for help and assistance once stay-at-home orders were issued. At least initially, those calls didn't come. And that has been equally as terrifying. Helping us mark Domestic Violence Awareness Month is Barbara Neese-May. Barbara is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. And welcome back to the WEMU Airways, Barbara.
Thank you for having me back.
How alarmed were you when those calls didn't initially come in as anticipated?
Well, when they first didn't come in, I thought, oh my goodness, what is happening? And then when I thought through what it's like to be a survivor and how privacy is so critically important to being able to reach out, I immediately realized I was even more concerned, and I knew that they didn't have the privacy to reach out and to plan for safety for themselves and potentially their children.
They were sheltering in place with their abusers 24/7.
Yes, home is not always the safest place. Fortunately, some things have safely opened up a little bit more so that survivors can achieve some measure of privacy. We know that there are survivors that are still just trying to survive and trying to figure out what to do next.
I know in previous conversations I had with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, his department was receiving more calls for domestic violence as well as child abuse. How closely was Safe House Center working with the Sheriff's Office to protect as many survivors as possible?
Oh, we work very closely with all law enforcement agencies throughout the county. I'm very proud to say that we have a response team system that's been in place since 1987. And whenever there's a 911 call for intimate partner violence, domestic violence, we are given the information so that we can be safely in touch with a survivor to offer resources and additional help, especially if it goes into the criminal justice system.
Sadly, not everyone survives. Domestic violence doesn't typically discriminate based on wealth, zip code, or race. Still true through the pandemic?
Absolutely. In fact, we've been observing data that we find to be true, that the pandemic is impacting people color more. Income is a factor in how likely somebody is able to recover from COVID. And recently, the Office of Community Economic Development in Washtenaw County published a report about the impact of COVID. And ironically, the overlap for us is where the communities it's most impacting are the communities that we hear from the most at Safe House Center. Now, this doesn't mean that domestic violence doesn't happen in all communities. It does. But like you and I, David, whenever there's a survivor that is faced with trying to sort this out, they use their resources first. And then when they run out of resources, they tend to turn to us or law enforcement or both, and those tend to be communities where economic opportunity is diminished.
And that also states that, as has always been the case, this is a crime that is still very highly underreported.
Yes, absolutely. And for domestic violence, the best research says that maybe 1 in 4 cases are reported to like a local program or law enforcement.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You were taking note of Domestic Violence Awareness Month with a conversation with Barbara Neese-May, the Executive Director of Safe House Center. 1 in 4 women experience intimate partner violence in their lifetime. 1 in 10 men will also experience intimate partner violence. A study out of a major Massachusetts hospital released in August shows that domestic violence is up significantly through the pandemic, unfortunately not because of calls to helplines, but because of their look at X-ray evidence. When that happens, we are only dealing with the aftermath. How are you and other experts in your field trying to direct messaging so that we do a better job of prevention and dealing with the potential before it happens?
This is something that we've had as a practice prior to the pandemic, and it's actually been even more enhanced once the pandemic happened in March. We've been working with our media partners to get the word out that help is available. Our services went uninterrupted, albeit went virtual and we had to make some adjustments. But at the same time, we still continued our services because we were considered a critical service by the state of Michigan, and so therefore needed to continue what we were doing and also increased our footprint in advertising and get in our marketing efforts, as well as doing all that we can to encourage people to start talking about it among their friends and family, especially during the pandemic, because they may not get the messages from Safe House, but they may be able to go for a walk with a friend, and a friend might be able to say, you know, you can call Safe House or I can help you with that or something like that.
We know that early education is important in every facet of our lives. How important has it become to make domestic violence awareness a part of the educational curriculum and getting that message out to students as young as possible?
Oh, gosh, this has been the heartbreak of the pandemic. We haven't been able to do as much with young people because teachers have had enough on their hands just switching to virtual for most of them or going back and forth. There are some schools in our area that are going in person and then pulling back their cases. So we have not had the presence in front of young people and are looking forward to try and find a way to do that sooner rather than later. We're just coming up not with a lot of resources to do that because of the fact that teachers are already trying to figure things out and adding more time on Zoom or, you know, a virtual platform is not helpful to kids. So we're still trying to figure that out, David, and it lays heavy on me that we don't have a significant presence in front of young people right now.
Once again, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and our conversation with Safe House Center Executive Director Barbara Nismay continues on 89.1 WEMU. Before we part today, Barbara, I want to highlight a couple of things coming up. On October 22nd, across the nation, people are going to be wearing purple. I know you're encouraging this community to wear purple. Why has the color purple come to symbolize the call for an end to domestic violence?
Well, as a movement, what had originally been thought is the purple of a bruise, but also purple is a color that symbolizes hope. It also symbolizes kind of a rising up. And so purple is the color for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
And on the day that the nation tends to wear purple to recognize this, what does it mean to you when you go out in the community and you see a flood of purple?
Wow. It often, you know, brings me to tears because, you know, this is something that people can easily walk away from, sadly. And when people decide, I am going to stand with survivors of domestic violence, I'm going to stand with Safe House Center by on that day wearing purple, it means a lot to us because also survivors know what the color is. And when they see somebody wearing that color, you may or may not know that person is a survivor, but they may feel buoyed and supported, maybe to the point that they're willing to ask for help. Sometimes that information can make it to a survivor that may not. I mean, a lot of us think, how is it possible that people don't know about Safe House? But we do run into survivors that say, until a friend or a family member told me about this,
I had no idea. Also coming up later in the month, on October 28th to be specific, you are going to be a part of a community Zoom discussion entitled The Age of Criminal Justice Reform. You'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, Barb McQuaid, the likely next prosecuting attorney in Washtenaw County, Ellie Savage, Washtenaw County's Chief Public Defender, Delphia Simpson, and others. What do you want people to get from that discussion?
To begin with, we are going to be facing, as a result of Ellie having been presumptively elected in for January, we are going to be seeing wide reforms on how offenders are treated, how crimes are treated, and how accountability is addressed. And sometimes I think people worry about survivors of domestic violence in these kinds of reforms. And we want to highlight that this is something that's being discussed actively in all of the working groups that apply to survivors of domestic violence, such as the Cash Bond Group, there's a domestic violence and sexual assault group, and how is it going to look for survivors going into the future? We recognize that there is a long way to go, but at the same time, there is an agreement that nobody wants any harm to come to survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and everybody is part of the group is saying, we believe that domestic violence and sexual assault are wrong, and we want to hold offenders accountable, and we want to support survivors. But part of reform is changing the behavior. And so that remains as a large question mark for all of us at this point.
It is a free Zoom event on the 28th of October, but you do need to register in advance. Thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. And people can check our social media and our website for that registration information. And of course, if you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault, please feel free to contact our helpline at 734-995-5444, or you can check our website for a lot of resources.
I hope there is a time in our lifetime, Barbara, that you and I do not have to have these conversations anymore, but until then, I will look forward to our next one.
Thank you very much, David.
That is Barbara Neese-May, Executive Director of Safe House Center, as we mark Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Again, for more information, you can visit our website at WEMU.org. We'll have all that information Barbara talked about. Again, if you need emergency assistance now, dial 911, but you can also call that Safe House Center 24-hour helpline at 734-995-5444. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.